Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, March 26, 2016. Today he is addressing our engagement with the distractions of the illusions, even when we attempt to meditate. The nightmare of worldwide poverty, conflict, and suffering will cease. We are all evolving spiritually because creation, reality, is ever ongoing. There is no final destination, just a continual growth in joy and happiness that continuously uplifts and inspires. God, our Father, the Source, all that is, wills our happiness and joy, and so it will be accomplished. Life within God, where all life occurs, is an ever-expanding journey of joy. In contrast, the human life experience is one in which you strive to accomplish something and, on achieving what you intended, soon find it unsatisfying, and so you seek something new to replace or supersede it. Satisfaction is impossible within the illusion because nothing there is real. Temporary pleasure or satisfaction does, of course, occur, but the pleasure or satisfaction cannot and does not last. Life is eternal, but human life is a very limited experience in which there is great striving to prevent, avoid, or deny the inevitable, death, that is driven by fear. But death is just a releasing of limitation and an opening into reality. Fully conscious awareness of eternal existence within the oneness that is all that is. Reality is what all are seeking, but cannot find because they look outside themselves instead of within. Lasting joy and happiness, where you know and experience yourself as one with Source, and therefore with all of creation, can only be found within. That is why all your guides and mentors from the spiritual realms keep on stressing the absolute essentiality of taking time out daily, and also throughout the day, to go within and be in peace there with the inextinguishable divine light that dwells there, the real you. You will not find it elsewhere, as many self-help books might suggest, because there is no elsewhere. Within is reality. Without is illusion or dream. However, you are so engaged with the illusion and with the distractions with which it constantly tempts you, and that includes anxieties, worries, accidents, illnesses, as well as the hoped-for but short-lived joys that you are constantly seeking, that you have great difficulty just spending downtime, that is, quiet time alone and undisturbed by the noise of daily living. You actively seek distraction on your computer, your phone, texting, listening to the radio, watching television, having upsetting arguments. And what you seek, you find. Even when you decide to spend time in meditation, contemplation, chanting, praying, etc., you are still very much open to whatever distractions may arise because you expect nothing of note or importance to arise when you are alone, quiet and feeling bored, fearful. In fact, you mostly expect to be disappointed because alone by yourself, you imagine yourself as nothing, a small and insignificant being, even worthless, and you feel that you need the continual presence of others to even feel alive. Yet nothing could be further from the truth. When you allow yourselves to be quiet and allow your thoughts to flow unmolested, unengaged with, peace occurs. Initially, it can be rather difficult to reach that state because your egoic mind, the mind that you use constantly in everyday living, keeps demanding your attention, or so it seems. It's just that you are so accustomed to responding, or rather reacting, instantly to the distractions with which it presents you, that it has become an ingrained habit out of which you need to be trained. That ability to be aware of all input and to react instantly is very valuable at times, driving the car, watching a small child in the swimming pool. It's the fight or flight instinct that has served you well for eons, But now, as you evolve spiritually, it is essential to be able to distance yourself from instant reaction and judgment. To be in a meditative state is to be fully alert. You miss nothing. You just do not engage. It is the difference between fishing in a quiet river, totally relaxed and at peace, as you watch the water flow past, or taking part in or watching a competitive sport where you are fully engaged in every moment and aware only of the game. Both states are fine, but you need to be able to choose which one you wish to be in, and then be there. From childhood, as you become ever more aware of what is going on around you, up into adulthood, that reactive state of awareness becomes ever more efficient, so much so that you have to make a very positive effort and practice constantly to reach the meditative state of quiet alertness, which offers tremendous benefits both in terms of reduced stress and anxiety and in seeing things with greater clarity as your emotions cease to control you. Emotions are very useful because they give you a very individual sense of who you are and what you like or dislike as a human. In reality, there is only love, which is all-encompassing and which brings you untold joy. Emotions are limiting, but often feel like incredibly powerful driving forces which can seem to be utterly beyond your control. And many are controlled by their emotions. You see evidence of this all around you, from temper tantrum-driven infants to suicide bombers. Emotions, when you allow them to be your sole motivating intent, narrow your focus, often with laser-like intensity, so that you see only a very small part of the situation in which you are involved, instead of the bigger picture, and so you react, frequently most unwisely, which leads to suffering and regret. Take time out daily to be quiet and alone, that is, separated from human interactions and other worldly distractions, is an essential part of your spiritual evolution. All of humanity is evolving spiritually, even when it is unseen and unacknowledged, because that is the purpose of human existence. You chose to experience separation from your source, but you have also chosen to return to oneness, and, as humans, most of you remain unaware of either of those choices. However, a great awakening is underway. The love of God, the energy field of infinite power in which all that exists is eternally enveloped, has flooded the planet, and everyone has wet feet. Wet feet cannot be ignored. You have to do something about them, and changing your socks is not enough. You have to deal with the source of that wetness, and you do so by coming to the awareness that, in fact, you do not have wet feet. You do not have feet at all, because you are one with the wetness. You and the wetness are one, the divine source, from which creation is flowing eternally, and from which you have never been separated. Separation from God, the source of all that exists, is impossible. It can only be imagined. To be separated would be to cease to exist. You know that, and so to even imagine it, which you do as humans, is indeed terrifying. But that terror is also unreal, an imagined state that seems very real to you, especially as you look around and see the intense pain that many are suffering throughout the world. Humans attacking one another in fear, preemptive attacks in the hope of saving self by destroying another. But, as deep within you all truly know, an attack on another is an attack on oneself. It is the growing awareness of this that is leading you forward toward awakening from the dream, and in your growing awareness you see more clearly the insanity of the world and the violence and hatred it appears to encourage. The dichotomy between the hatred that you see demonstrated and the love that you want to share and experience is very confusing and unsettling for you. It seems that there is nothing you as individuals can do to change the world, and if you view it like that, a need to change the world, there is no answer. Everyone has a different idea of who and what needs to be changed and how, and consequently harmonious cooperation to achieve peace on earth is impossible. You cannot change another. The only way forward, and many are now realizing this, is to change yourselves by claiming your true nature and living it. Yes, the world you see, correction, yes, in the world you see the innocent and unarmed, abused, tortured and killed, and it has always been like this. But where love and reconciliation have been tried, they have worked. Do not allow yourselves to be persuaded that love does not work. It is the only thing that works. Refuse to engage in attack or defense. It is utterly against and in opposition to your divine nature, and you know it and feel intensely uncomfortable when you do. You may attempt to justify yourselves by telling yourselves that there was no other option, that violence has to be opposed by violence, otherwise intense suffering occurs. But deep within you know this is not true and that violence inevitably leads to more violence. There is no such thing as a just war. You all know this. To deny it does not make it just. Uncountable numbers have acknowledged this, and although violence and suffering persist, the tsunami of love is opening hearts all across the planet to bring an end to the nightmare in which you have been seemingly enveloped for so long. Open your hearts if you have not already done so, and intend with all your heart to extend and intensify the tsunami of love that envelops you in every moment, and watch in joy as conflicts wind down and terminate. You are making it happen by your own intent to be only loving whatever the situation, and you have infinite assistance from those in the spiritual realms, in reality. The nightmare of worldwide poverty, conflict, and suffering will cease. Avoid all temptation to express anger violently. When you feel uncomfortable emotionally, upset, angry, resentful, or hateful, you are coming from ego, which enjoys chaos and confusion and the discomfort it causes. So when you feel it, instead of acting on it, just let it go or wash over you and move on out. It will. In your intense awareness of anger, be strong, and instead of engaging with it, intend to expand your energy fields of love to integrate with the tsunami of love so that you can love what has angered you and forgive it. Doing this brings you peace, although your ego may well attempt to persuade you not to be at peace, but to express your righteous anger because you have been wronged. However, when you operate from your real self, from your quiet inner temple, peace and love flow through you, calming the storms that are arising within you and smoothing the troubled waters of your emotions. That is why I keep stressing the importance of going within daily to be quietly at one with your real or higher self and with God. This is your task on earth at this critical moment in humanity's evolution, because that is what is bringing humanity to wakefulness. You cannot fail, because it is God's will and yours that humanity awakens. But your loving input from your inner temple is essential to dissolve the remaining foundations on which the illusion depends. Your loving brother, Jesus.